Yeah, look, Bryce is hopefully gets out of hospital today and be in recovery mode for a fair while. So, look, like I said, we'll keep the door open for him. Hope he has a speedy recovery, but we're certainly not planning on him joining us anytime soon. Well, we got playoffs start in 2 weeks, so obviously in the first final we'd be very, very doubtful. The longer it goes, the better chance we got. Or if the NBL delay the finals because of what's happened in Melbourne, that might be our benefit too. But at this stage, we hope he's back, but being realistic, I don't think he'll be back for the first lot of finals.
Can you give us a bit of a rundown sort of what transpired over the last week or so, I guess, you know, what recovery is looking like for him?
Yeah, well, you know, he got some symptoms on Saturday, which thankfully didn't fly to Adelaide with us, and started off with cramps, and then it escalated from there, and we had ultrasound, and then we got an MRI and seen fluid in there. So it was really at the rush in and have some emergency surgery before the bleeding got too severe and caused a permanent damage. So, yeah, the operation was good. It was a little bit more messy than they thought. So it really depends how a body recovers. And we don't know until, you know, he gets back out of hospital and starts his recovery process, but it's certainly not going to be in the short term.
So have you made the grand final for the defence? Should they be hopeful that
he'll
be there?
Well, also, I'll be playing to the basketball gods if something like that had happened, but look, it's hypothetical. Obviously, we've got to wait to see how the symptom goes and the recovery period goes, but look, we'll plan that he's not going to be a part of that, and we hopefully we qualify and we'll go from there. Yeah, look, we'll give him the best chance possible for him to join the team again. But it's just, you know, it's being selfish. It's just bad timing at the end of the season. It didn't happen halfway through the season. We've got, you know, another week to go for the regular season to finish and 2 weeks' time to the playoffs. So it's we're fighting against time on that part.
So was there a DVT there? Was there concern
of a DVT? No, far as I know, there was... No, I probably shouldn't quote on the medical experts and let them talk about, but it was more so the stopping the bleeding from the hematoma, and, you know, it was quite significant, and then it was a little bit messier than they first thought.
Have you had the conversation now with the team about who covers that role, and how do you go about replacing
them? Yeah, we can't replace Bryce. It's, you know, Bryce is one in a million. He's MVP multiple times, led us to 3 championships, so... It really is our team. You know, we've got a great team that plays the right way, unselfish, has each other back, and it's how we respond collectively. And to take up that slack, no one person is going to be able to fill Bryce Cotton's shoes.
Were you expecting Mitch to pick up some of that slack, and is there opportunity now for Mike to
travel? Luke probably come into the starting lineup. You know, and then we've got, we're still integrating Will Magne in there, so hopefully we'll get some... a little bit of cohesion out there now, and you know, the good thing is we got 3 games to build that, or we've had 1 game already, so we've got 4 games to build that rotation and see how we perform under pressure.
Is that what a lot of your preparation now is, just to rebuild some of that chemistry
without pricing? I wouldn't say rebuild. I think it's just tinker with it. You know, one of the best things at the Wildcats is always our chemistry. We've been very strong in that part for a number of years, so. We'll do that again.
Have you managed to have a chat with Bryce and how he's kind of dealing with it, no doubt disappointed, maybe a bit anxious about some what's to come?
Yeah, I went up and seen hospital on Monday just after the operation to see how he was. He was a really good spirit, so the typical Bryce is unselfish and wants the team to do well and wants to get back out there. And he said, joked that he wanted to join the coaching staff, so... you know, probably reality didn't really kick in until he was pulling up the hospital to have that surgery Sunday night. So just the gravity of the situation. And hopefully he'll have a short stint on the coaching sidelines and be back playing very soon.
So
yeah, well, I don't know, maybe.
What sort of game role
Well, I think it's great he's inside. He can talk to all the guards, what he's doing and coming off, and just to have that experience of outside the competing to see what's going on. He can fast track a number of things for, you know, Clint coming off how to go screens or Mitch off the dribble. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to help us big time. I think it's ongoing, but not. I don't know anything more. We play Sydney tomorrow night, and then we're on the road again to Wollongong. So maybe that last game against Melbourne might be a little bit different, but they've got to be some borders shut first. So I'll probably pre-empty in it. I thought it wouldn't take long to find that out. Look, I'm not going to speculate on rumours. I'm contracted here, and my total focus is getting our team ready for the playoffs, and hopefully we'll give this thing another shake.
You had a similar situation a couple of years ago, you'd say a couple more championships.
Anything about the game?
Change the way you approach?
Mate, my focus has always been on the team and winning championships, and that won't change. You know, hypothetical, something happening in the future. Look, I'm really confident in our team. It's obviously going to be the hardest thing we possibly do, you know, without your, MVP in your lineup. But we're still capable. I think we're playing terrific team basketball, and it's going to be difficult, hard, but that's what championships are made of. You have to go through to get it. It's not handed to you, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. Yeah, well, they're going to be desperate. They're really trying to get that fourth position. I think the top three are sewn up now, and I think if they lose another couple, they might be out of the playoffs. So we're expecting a desperate team, a team that we've probably had the wood on the last couple of years, and hopefully the Red Army can get behind us and make sure we get a win on Thursday night.
Is there some sort of relief that you've already sewn up a second spot before
I think we always try to get the top two spot. That's been a goal of us since pre-season. And now we've done that, we want to get in good rhythm with each other and get the chemistry going for the finals. And that hasn't changed if the personnel changes.
Thank you.